8:34 the time on a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. My thanks once again to Orange County Supervisor Lisa Bartlett for stepping in at 8 o'clock and having a conversation with us. And the information just continues. As we do each and every Thursday, we welcome our mayor, the Honorable Bob Whalen, steps in today. Welcome this morning, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Ed. Good morning. Great interview with Supervisor Bartlett. I always enjoy listening to her. I always enjoy meeting with her. She's a great representative for us.
Thank you. I'm going to ask you some questions about that. I'm glad you heard it, because I'm going to ask you some questions about that here in just a moment. When you and I spoke last week, you were going almost directly from our conversation to a meeting with Edison later that morning. I'm curious, what was discussed, and did they give you any indication of what their presentation to the council would look like on the 16th? And do you have any expectations of what that should include?
Yeah, a little bit. The city manager, Councilmember Eisman, and I had a meeting with, I think, four Edison representatives, about the outages that have occurred. And we asked them for information. I mean, they look back. They keep resiliency records, which they call, consistency of service records for the entire area. And they're looking at Laguna Beach as compared to the areas around us. Their view is that, we had a bad patch here. We had a bad run. But on average, our resiliency rate is high, higher than some of the other areas around us, in fact. But we dug down into that a little bit said, well, look, we want data on the outages. We want, cause, how many people affected, how long it took to restore. Level of investment in the system was another issue we talked about, because there are, and we just told them, a perception a lot of people have is that the system is old and it's not being maintained properly, and we're experiencing more interruptions of service. They don't agree with that, but they're going to pull all that data together for us on the 16th. Like I said, we wanted to look at what you've invested in the system in the last year, what you're planning to invest in the system in the next year, and what else can we do? And they actually did have a couple ideas that I hope they flesh out. I said, is there ways we can better manage the outages? I mean, they're inevitable. There are going to be some outages. Can we instead of all of North Laguna going out, are there ways that their technology can isolate it to, smaller areas if they've got an issue on their system? So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it on the 16th. I encourage anybody who wants to input on that to come to the meeting and speak on the item.
Right. It would seem that if they claim that our resiliency rate is high, that still four outages in the course of a month means that the resiliency rate across the country is across the county is a pretty low bar that they've set.
Well, they're looking at a longer period of time. I mean, no, I think they would acknowledge in the last month or two, 2 months, we've had a bad rate. But if you look at it over a longer period of time, and we'll see what they look over, whether it's 1 year or 2 years or whatever they say, on average over a longer period of time, you guys have got a good resiliency rate. But they admit, and they know, there was a bad string here. Now, one of them was lightning, so that was an act of God. You can't hang that on them.
Right.
But the others were not. They were system related.
Right. I've made myself a note. Yeah, anything struck by lightning, yeah, you can't count a strike by lightning, of course. This past Tuesday night, the hospital gave you a report on the cleanup of the diesel fuel spill back in September. But I didn't hear them report on the cause and any future ways to prevent this. Did I miss something? And also, they didn't mention anything about safety procedures. Tony brought it up, safety procedures in the parking lot or the ethical release of mental health patients. Did you hear any of that in their presentation?
No, and I didn't expect to. We're going to get a full separate presentation back from them on those issues of safety and their response to our police department's, assessment of their safety system down there. That's going to be a whole presentation unto itself, hopefully in the next, maybe in December, if not for early January. And this one was focused, as you say, on the diesel spill. I think the hospital doesn't enjoy it either because it costs them a lot of money. This is the second spill. I think the one was, as I understood it, the first one was when the system was in operation. This was related to a test of the system. I think the discussions I've had with some people at the city is before, and they said they're not bringing that back online until they make improvements. They're going to have to build some kind of better containment system so that if they do have a spill, it's contained right there. It doesn't run off their site, you know, and down to the beach. They've got work to do on it, I think.
Would we be looking at requiring them to maybe redesign the generator entirely?
Yeah, I don't know about redesigning the generator, the containment system, for sure. We've got to work on that. We can't have a third one of these. And I know the hospital's on the same page with that. They don't want another one of these because it costs them a lot of money. You heard what they had to do. They had to, you know, excavate the contaminated sand, and they had to do it, by barge and bring in new sand, and it's a very expensive.
Right. And I'm wondering what they're doing with the old sand. Will they include that? Where is the old sand getting dumped? Where's the oil contaminated sand getting dumped?
I don't know, but I'm sure the state of California's got very strict regulations on where you take any of that type of waste. Right. I think they have special hazardous waste landfill areas where you bring contaminated items like that. I seem to remember that from some of the wildfires. There was one in Central California. When the Paradise Fire happened, though, they had so much of that hazardous material that filled up the one up north, and they had to bring it down to Kettleman City or something. So they have specialized areas, I think, for that sort of
that they're required material to take it to, right? Okay. If you heard our conversation with Orange County Supervisor Lisa Bartlett, I asked her a few items specific to Laguna Beach. One was purchasing the library parcels, our purchasing of the library parcels from the county, and whether or not the county would agree to hold aside the money that we're going to pay to acquire the site and invest it in library improvements in the future. Did you hear what you wanted to hear when she answered that question?
I appreciate your following up with her on that. Yes, and those discussions are going well. I think the county is willing to. We're paying about $4 million. The appraisal being finalized somewhere around $4 million, maybe a little bit more. To, as the supervisor said, exercise our option to buy back the site, we'll end up with a piece of real estate that's worth, you know, closer to $7 or $7.5 million probably, and. I'm glad that they will set aside those monies for future library improvements in Laguna Beach. And then we'll have to begin the discussion of what do we do with that. I share her views. I think the location there, while it's a great location, you know, on the street, there's no parking, the facility's old. It's not how you would design a library. It'll be interesting to see if the residents would support, you know, a new library facility at another location. So, but anyway, the good news is we'll have the money set aside and we can all have that conversation.
Right. That's what I heard as well. So, yeah. Also, she mentioned that taking over of South County beaches here on a revenue neutral basis. Did you hear what you wanted to when she answered that question?
Well, I do know that our staff in the county OC Parks are meeting on that. I think the conversations are going well, but, you know, and she and her office has been supporting it. So, I'm hopeful we're going to get there. I think we can. I think the county definitely, and you heard it from the supervisor, supports the concept of, you know, our level of service in our city being, you know, one for all the beaches so that our lifeguards would be managing South Laguna beaches and just the same way they manage the rest of the beaches in the city. And yeah, it just makes sense. I think we should be servicing our South Laguna residents with our lifeguards who do a fantastic job. So we'll keep pushing on that. As she said, hopefully, you know, in the next couple of months, we can bring something together on that.
Excellent. And she also talked about the success story of Dana Point taking from Caltrans the 7 mile stretch of Coast Highway and the success and the efficiency of doing that. And as we look at Laguna Canyon Road and our attempt maybe to purchase Laguna Canyon Road from the state, how do you envision the county helping us specifically with Laguna Canyon Road?
Well, I think the key there is, you know, really through OCTA and Supervisor Bartlett sits on the Orange County Transportation Authority Board. It's the key really is funding. You know, Caltrans will definitely sell us the road. They probably give us, like they did with Dana Point, like they did with Newport Beach, they'll probably give us, you know, somewhere between, you know, $7 and $9 million to do that. That's sort of how they transfer these kinds of roads.
Right.
But the real question is, where are we going to get the money to do the physical improvements we need? And that's got to be state and federal money coming through OCTA for, you know, a major infrastructure project, because you're probably talking, you know, close to $100 million, I think, to get all that done for undergrounding, roadway improvements, bicycle, pedestrian lanes, all those ancillary improvements that the supervisor was mentioning. So the key is, can you, and we've had meetings and they said they're willing to help and prioritize it. You know, can we get that, some of that state and federal money to fund it? We'll have some local contribution, but you know, we can't do all of that ourselves. That's right. Got to come from the state and feds.
Right. And I know this is something we'll be talking about for a while, so I appreciate that. A week from today is Veterans Day, and we've got something happening here in town at Monument Point at Heisler Park. But you just recently went to Newport Beach and introduced Chris Kramen in a Veterans Day ceremony. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And Chris, maybe?
Yeah, this was Assemblywoman Cottie Petrie Norris, the third year she's done it. It was up at the American Legion post at Newport there on Balboa Peninsula. And the mayors for the six cities in her district all came to honor a veteran of the year from their city. And it was really great to hear their stories and see some of them. There were young veterans, old veterans. It was a very poignant ceremony. Chris was unable to make it, but I was pleased to, and we'll get his plaque to him, but I was pleased to, you know, introduce him and his background to the crowd. He was one of the last soldiers in Vietnam in 1972. We all think of that as, you know, sort of the war. It wasn't the war over by then, but he was helping to train the Vietnamese army in one of their Easter battles in 1972. Then he came back here. He actually, way back, worked for the city of Laguna Beach for a while. He's still an active member of the Veterans VFW. I look forward to meeting him. I didn't have the opportunity to do that yesterday, but hopefully we will. And, you know, as I said in my remarks, you know, in a sense, I'm sorry Chris couldn't be here, but it really does make you think how many military people there are we never see around the world every day who are out there just, you know, working to protect us, and they're away from their families and they're risking their lives. So, it's a great debt we all have to our veterans and our current military people in the military service. So, it was a good event.
Wonderful thought, Mr. Mayor. And maybe Chris can make the celebration here that we're going to have at Monument Point at Heisler Park. Maybe we can meet him then.
That'd be great. Yeah.
As I mentioned off air to you, you're a music enthusiast, as we all know, and that you're going to be hopefully taking part in the takeover that we're having on the 17th through the 23rd. You got your music list set up yet, or are you guys working on it?
No, I got two or three now from, you know, past takeovers. I got to create a new one. That's always the fun part of it, right? Sitting down and listening to music and saying, what do I want to pull together this year, you know, for an hour's worth of music. So looking forward to doing that and coming in being a part of the takeover again.
Thank you. You guys always do a great job, and we always look forward to having you, as we do each and every Thursday morning. The entire community looks forward to having you here for this conversation. Mr. Mayor Bob Whalen, thank you so much for being a part of the program this morning.
Thanks, Ed. Have a great day.
I'm going to send you off with some Beatles today. 8:49 the time on the Mornings with Ed show.